Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places. This is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired profiles the intoxicating sound of Rhea and her sultry self-titled debut CD. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to another edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there, and I've got a hot one for today's show. Rhea is a sultry young artist who is about to take the industry by storm. Recently, she opened up for John Mayer at the close of his most recent tour and is on the verge of releasing her own electrifying self-titled debut CD. I had a chance to speak with Rhea about her eclectic sound and the making of her forthcoming CD, and you'll get to hear all of that in just a few minutes. From her forthcoming debut CD, here is Rhea with All Right.
Come back, I won't.
From her forthcoming self-titled debut CD, that was Rhea with All Right. Visit her at her official website, www.rheamusiconline.com. I had a chance to speak with Rhea about her forthcoming debut over the phone, and here's how it went.
Well, a lot of things are happening for you right now. You've got this great CD out, and it's just been announced that you're going to be opening for John Mayer. Talk about what's going through your head at the moment.
Well, it's a little surreal, actually, the whole idea about John Mayer. It's very exciting all at the same time. I was very busy, pretty much trying to get ready for the album release and any types of events that would be associated with it, any types of promotion, which is a lot of work in itself. Just that was enough. And once I got the announcement or the voicemail pretty much that I won our stage warfare competition and I was going to be opening for John Mayer in West Palm Beach, my world kind of just shifted of importance because it would be in the next 3 weeks from that call, so I really had to just hone down, find my musicians, get everything put together and go for it. And it's been an incredible experience completely. But it was a little overwhelming mentally, I guess, and emotionally, a mix of both, but very exciting, all in a very positive way.
I see. And now that the album is out there for people to hear, how do you feel about the end result?
Well, the end result is good. It's actually not available for people yet. It will be in October, but the end result is something that I feel is extremely, extremely gratifying. It's a project that I've been working on for quite some time now, and especially like about a year after I graduated Berkeley, I started working on this project, and I've been working on it ever since. And last year I released 2 singles. As an indie musician, there's things you have to do so that, not only can you spend and, I know you need to spend money to make money, but it was just kind of like a choice to take that step instead of immediately put out the album. So I've been really holding on to this album for about a year now waiting to release it for many reasons, whether it be budget and timing and all this stuff. But I'm very, very happy with the end result. It's a big fusion of who I am, and it's the beginning. So it's my first baby, I guess you could say.
And who did you work with in terms of production?
His name is Angel Angeloff from iStar Productions, and it was in Boston where I met him, and we worked together, and we worked on the entire album together. There's some songs on there, actually, that are co-written with us, between both of us. Most of the album, I would say about 80%, 80 to 90% is written by myself, but he also puts in his songwriting, very talented songwriter, but even more so, the production is evident in himself, in itself, how much talent he has and what he does. So,
talk about how music began for you. Obviously, I just learned that you've studied at Berkeley. So, talk about how music started for you.
Well, it definitely started way before Berkeley. I was more of just a singer and not a writer. Ever since I was little, if my grandma was next to me, she'd probably be pushing me on the shoulder and telling him, let him know that, I said you would be a singer when you were 4 months old, because she had me and I was singing in her lap before I actually spoke. She reminds me every time of it, so I can't forget it. But I guess officially, when I was little, I started doing talent shows, and it really became like in my head, this is what I want to do. By like fourth or fifth grade, when I started doing choir, and they gave me the chance to be the solo cantor in the choir, and just the response and the way I felt doing it, and it was like that realization moment where I was like, I think I should be doing this, And from there on out, I started getting private lessons by seventh grade, and doing more shows and more talent competitions and stuff like that. And then by high school, my mom had always pushed me before then to start writing, and she basically said, you should write. You've always been good at, in English class and all these different things and poetry and stuff like that. Why don't you start writing, music? And there was a moment where I was like, no, I just need to sing. You know, I just, that's what I want to do. And I don't need to write. That's not important. And I guess we all go through that. And until I got my heart broken for the first time, and I felt like I needed to let it out some way I had never let it out before, and that was making a song. And I still didn't play any instruments or anything like that. I didn't read music. And I wrote my first song, and from there on out, I continued to write, and then ended up at Berklee, to cut it short. That's kind of how it works out.
I see. And was there ever any what artists spoke to you in the beginning?
Well, in the beginning, I would always, very much so, the Mariah Carey of the old days, was somebody who definitely inspired a lot as far as vocal ability and just vocal inflection, emotion. That's something that really always hit me to the core, a singer who not only was just had an amazing range or anything like that, but that when she sang, any note that she sang had a lot of emotion conveyed within it, not just power, you know? And she was a big influence when I was smaller. I would also say that even Sade, which is a completely different type of voice, was a very big influence through my father, who loves smooth jazz and soft sounding and, you know, vocals and stuff like that. Even Sarah McLachlan. So it's kind of like a mix of all those voices together ended up being, I guess, the catalyst to what is my sound now.
And the songs on this forthcoming album, were they written specifically for this album, or were they songs that you had kind of had for years and just kind of put them together?
That's a good question. I mean, it's a mix of both, actually. There were some that I had written a while ago. Actually, one that I considered wasn't going to be a part of it at all. And when Angel heard it, he was like, I think we can do something really special with this. We're going to revamp it, but this is going to be awesome. We're going to reuse it. And I was like, are you sure? I mean, it's kind of one of my first ones. It's not the best. And he's like, we're going to make it one of the best of the album. And it ended up being a very, very, very exciting change and transformation with that song. But as for other songs, they were written while we started. So let's say we started with about 5-6 songs already in our heads to go ahead and make for the album. And while we were recording those songs, we were also working on new songs that would make the total of the 12 tracks. So it was a mix of both.
Visit Rhea at her official website, www.rheamusiconline.com. From her forthcoming debut CD, here is Rhea once again with Simply Happy.
We were meant to be.
Explain, if it can be explained, the songwriting process for you. How do you go about writing a song?
That's always a curious question, because so many people have different approaches. I'm not too sure if mine is too common, but I know I definitely, the most common way that I write is simultaneously coming up with lyrics and melody. That is the first thing. Some people, you know, I don't know, some people just write a poem or write lyrics and then add a melody to it. Some people come up with a melody first and then add a story to the melody. Mine, I feel like a tone or a note always gives me a certain emotion and takes me to a certain place where I can express it. And I express it vocally. So I just, I come up with both simultaneously. That's the most general, the most common form in which I write. I mean, sometimes I use an instrument, and this is all without any instruments. I mean, if I wish I played 10 times more than what I play, and I do play, and I have written with instruments, the piano and guitar per se, mostly the piano, but, you know, sometimes I can't carry a piano with me all the time, or a guitar, so sometimes when I'm in an area like the beach or something that's just inspirational to me, or I'm in the car and just something hits me, I'll just pick up anything that I can record, and or a notebook, or, you know, type it into a phone if I have, whatever is accessible to me to document what I'm coming up with. And that would generally, most commonly, always melody with lyrics along.
I see. And you also said that on this album you also wrote some songs with Angel. Talk about the process with him. Is that difficult or easier?
Actually, with him it was very easy. Surprisingly, I mean, he's a very special human being, and we connected from the beginning. So by the time we started writing, had worked on any couple of songs, we had already understood each other. We were very much connected on this project, and we weren't there to try to outperform, one or the other. It was really just about making the song the best that it could, and bringing both of our styles in. Because, I mean, he's from Bulgaria. He also has a strong European influence. He also has, he might hate me for saying this, but he has perfect pitch. So just the way he thinks about music is so different from the way that I do and I approach it. And so it's kind of wonderful to see how we both blended stuff. Our process was a little of a mix of him already having stuff available, like let's say like he already wrote maybe a chorus, and he would ask me, you put in the verses, put in your color, and you find the verses and the story around this chorus. This is what I see it being. Take that and do with what you want. I trust you, because it's in your hands. And that's how it ended up happening.
With that being said, what songs off of the album resonate for you the most personally, and why?
Simply Happy is a big song for me, especially because it connects me all the way back to the 5-week program in Berkeley, where I competed for that song against a bunch of other songwriters, which I wasn't going to do in the first place, because I was like, wow, I'm at Berkeley. I'm definitely not up to par with any of these people in the songwriting level. And thankfully, I had a great surprise, and I know, we won the competition and performed it with a band, and so there's a connection to that. Also, just the song in itself, its message is something that I recall vividly when I was younger, feeling that way. So every time I sing it, it comes out a little. Those past moments come out a little. So there's a big connection in that one. Queens is another one. It's much more upbeat, fun. There's no real specific moment where I wrote this song, and it was just I felt good one day. I was literally on the pool by the poolside, and I started to write about having fun with my girls and just having a good time, and the value that we have, and that nobody can take that away from us. And so that's a really awesome song to sing. I think every person in the audience connects when that song is heard, even if you're a male. It's really all about
Queens.
Women. But, exactly. But they, you know, you can't help but move your body to it and really enjoy it. I'm trying to see if there's so many. All Right is a big one as well. All Right is just that type of song that no matter what day you put it on, it just makes you feel good to hear it. For me, it makes me feel good to sing it. Because I know not only is it making me feel better, but if there's anybody listening, it just has that effect. And it's kind of like that type of blessing song that always makes you feel good. I would say those are, you know, some big tracks. It's hard to say because there's just so many. There's a connection to each song. You know, as the writer and the performer of the song, I'm like, well, I love this one because, and I love that one. But I'll keep it down to those three because anyways, I'm, you know, people will be able to hear the album once they get it and check out all the other things that were very close to me too, and a little more of my stories or the stories of those around me, because that's what the subjects are all about within the songs.
What would you like a listener to come away with after they've heard this forthcoming album?
A smile. I would say, you know, a desire to listen to it again. Those would be the two main things. A smile and a desire to listen to it again. And definitely a desire to show it to others. For me, the effect that the album can have on any listener is, you know, if in any way it is positive, which it's very hard for me to believe that it wouldn't be, is a very gratifying thought, just to think of a listener having this whole album, and each song can hit you in a different way. You know, you want to go out, you want to have fun, it's there. You want to reflect and feel better about something when you're really feeling down, it's there. You're wondering why the hell something happened and you just want to, you know, express it, it's there. You don't want to put up with something anymore, it's there. You know, each song can fit a niche into each person's life. So I just feel like if any person grabs a CD, listens to it, and feels good at the end of the day and has something positive to say, then that's more than enough.
Visit Rhea at her official website, www.rheamusiconline.com. From her forthcoming debut CD, here is Rhea once more with Queens. Show now.
your skin shine and glow. Grab your purse, stretch your heels, and let's get ready to go. Now we go to the puppies at the nets about the mommies, and then no one's gonna stop us taking over this flow. Yes, we go to the puppies at the nets about the mommies, and we'll have a bigger marketing mode. From my head to my toes, I'm a feminine girl. Everybody knows we're the queens of this world. From my head to my toes, I'm a feminine girl. Everybody knows we're the queens of this world.
So come on, ladies, get up and show them what we got. We're gonna take down the world all in a single shot. Tonight's our night to shine up, and no one's gonna resist it. No one's gonna resist it. So come on, ladies, get up and show them what we got. We're gonna take down the world all in a single shot. Tonight's our night to shine up, and no one's gonna resist it. Ooh, 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 ooh. 'Cause we're the queens of the night. No one can stop us now.
That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Rhea and to Rhonda Brilliant of Rainmaker Media Group. Visit Rhea at her official website, www.rheamusiconline.com. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005.